Scars and Stilettos, Second Edition. Read and authored by me, Harmony Dust Grillo. This book is dedicated to my beautiful daughter, Johniella, for showing me a new facet of God's love. And my God, Emmanuel, for your ever-present love and grace. Prologue. The haze of dusk was a soft blanket over my green Honda Civic as I drove the familiar route to the Los Angeles airport. How many times had I taken this freeway, this exit? On autopilot, I changed lanes smoothly and rounded the bend toward Century Boulevard. I was going in the same direction I had always gone, but I might as well have been in a parallel universe to the one I lived in 6 years before. Driving down Century, I saw the sign in the distance. The words, Live Live, Nude Nudes, hung in muted orange and red 1970s-style lettering. You'd think with all the razzle-dazzle strip clubs popping up everywhere, this one would wither and die and go back to being something more functional, as it was when it was a bowling alley. But it's still there, and so are the girls. I wondered about my old co-workers. Had they moved to other clubs or other lives, or were they still there? I remembered that life, the suffocating feeling of being trapped with no end in sight, wanting the money, needing it, but wishing there was some other legal way to get it. The constant pressure to smile and pretend you want nothing more than to fulfill every wish and fantasy of a stranger, when all you really want to do is lie around your apartment in sweatpants, watching mafia movies like Goodfellas and Casino, imagining you could live some other life. I remembered, and all I could do was pray, that the women behind those very walls, feeling as I once did, would have a real and true encounter with the loving, gracious God of freedom and wonder that I have come to know, that they would discover the beauty that lies within them that is more precious than the rarest gem, that they would realize that the dreams of their youth and the passions of their hearts are important and within reach. The driver in front of me gently pressed his brakes, snapping me out of the trance I was in. I glanced in my rearview mirror and saw that I had passed the Taco Bell parking lot I was planning to pull into. Instead, I parked in a lot directly across the street from the club, turned my car off, and sat staring. There are girls in there right now, I thought. What are you going to do? A voice whispered to my heart. What could I do? I felt as though I was outside of a prison that had once held me captive. I was free, while there were still women feeling trapped inside. There was a standoff. I was still, waiting for something to happen. For the other guy, for some other person to come up with something, a solution, an idea, anything. What are you going to do? What can I do? It's not like I can waltz up there and tell the bouncer I want to talk to the girls. Even if he did let me in, what on earth would I say? What do you want to say? I glanced to my left and discovered a stack of postcards from a recent women's conference I had attended. The woman pictured was facing away from the camera, looking confidently ahead. Her back was draped with strands of pearls. Tattooed across the warm brown skin of her shoulder blades were the words, "Her value, far above rubies and pearls." That is what I wanted to say. That is exactly what I wanted the women in the club to hear. Hands shaking, I grabbed the stack of postcards and began writing on the back of each one. I was just driving by and wanted to tell you that you are loved. What else? If you're ever interested in going to church, I know of a great one. OasisLA.org. You are welcome there. Love, Harmony. P.S. I used to work here too. When I first started dancing, even if I wanted to go to church, it never would have occurred to me that a church would have me. Still sitting in the car, my legs were heavy and stiff as I held the postcards in my hands. I wondered if what I was doing was the right thing. Would people think I was crazy for going back there? I approached the parking lot, and there, scattered between orange cones, were the dancers' cars. My spot was among them. Each night, when the security saw my car pulling into the lot, he removed the orange cone and motioned me into the space nearest the dancers' entrance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?